The candidates for district attorney in Jefferson County agree that heroin is the biggest issue facing law enforcement in the area today. The choice voters make at the polls tomorrow could hinge on which candidate voters believe can put a dent in the heroin epidemic. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
The typical heroin user today is young, white, and suburban. And for the first time in decades, the drug is destroying families in more rural areas. The two candidates running for district attorney have shaped their campaigns around their promises to stop the flow of heroin into Jefferson County.
Our county is actually doing fairly well with that.
Christina Mills is running as the Republican candidate for DA. She's worked as the district attorney's chief assistant for 16 years. Mills recently told WWNY that the DA's office is aggressive when it comes to prosecuting drug offenses.
Our drug felony conviction rate is about 96%. The state average is only 77%.
But Anthony Netto, the Democratic candidate for DA, says convicted drug dealers don't stay locked up long enough.
Right now, these types of people get 3 years or less on a plea bargain, and that makes them eligible for early release programs. So they're back out in the street within 6 months.
Netto wants to increase prison sentences for dealers to more than 3 years. He's worked as a private defense attorney in Watertown for over a decade. Netto says to stop heroin, the DA office needs a fresh start. Both Netto and Mills acknowledge that addicts, on the other hand, need treatment, not jail time. But rehab facilities in Watertown are full. Addicts face long waiting lists for treatment, few resources, and a lack of teamwork among county officials to stop the epidemic has left users vulnerable. Both candidates say if elected, they'll make heroin a priority. But they say prosecuting offenders is only part of the fight to stop the epidemic. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.